You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Economic and Community Development Commission reviewed plans for a major downtown La Crosse housing project on Wednesday. The site of the former La Crosse Tribune building would be converted into a four-story multi-purpose building with over 5,500 feet of commercial space and 260 housing units. Currently, the property is not being used. The Common Council would have to approve the plan before developers could begin their work, which they are targeting for as soon as this fall. Governor Tony Evers visited La Crosse on Wednesday, one of the latest stops in a months-long campaign to secure funding for child care providers in Wisconsin. Funding for the Child Care Counts program expires next week, and when it does, millions of federal dollars subsidizing providers in the child care industry will vanish. The Evers administration estimates as many as one in four providers could close their doors, and the vast majority of providers will need to raise tuition prices unless the funding is included in the state budget. A flurry of state Supreme Court decisions are arriving this week as the current court wraps up its work. A ruling released Wednesday sided with Republicans of the state legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This case centers around the science of reading bills. In 2023, lawmakers passed bills that would reform how Wisconsin educators teach kids how to read in line with research-backed methods. When it came time to sign those bills, Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto power to streamline the funding mechanisms for the bill. Republicans filed a lawsuit claiming Evers overstepped his authority. By unanimous decision, the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed that was above Evers' scope as governor. Meanwhile, Republicans passed those bills that change how Wisconsin kids learn how to read, which requires training and new materials, but they haven't released the money to pay for those changes. It's set aside sitting in an emergency fund. The state's high court ruled leaving the bill unfunded and holding on to that cash is constitutional. Now, the court has been busy and its decisions are being released rapid fire. In the last week or so, the state's high court sided with Attorney General Josh Call over Republicans in the legislature in another case of deciding powers between the executive and legislative branches. The court also ruled in favor of state regulators, saying that the DNR can force businesses to clean up contaminants like PFAS. We're expecting at least one more big decision from the state Supreme Court by Monday, and that would be a ruling on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. They're on the clock here because the court session officially ends on Monday. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will retire after 30 years on the bench, and then Susan Crawford will be sworn in on August 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Joint Finance Committee said they would release $50 million in funding for the 2023 reading bill now that the state Supreme Court has ruled on the case. Today in city government, the Redevelopment Authority meets to hear updates on the River Point District and review the Gateway Commons project, which was also reviewed yesterday by the Economic and Community Development Commission. Tomorrow, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will review plans for commercial developments at St. Clair Health Mission and Tailgaters. On Monday, the Board of Public Works and City Plan Commission will meet. Agendas for Monday's meetings are not yet posted. The latest Marquette University Law School poll results are out. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans have stood firm that their top priority is a tax cut. The poll shows a majority of Wisconsinites support using at least some of the state's more than $4 billion surplus to lower taxes. Poll director Charles Franklin.
It's clear that there's a lot of support for a substantial tax cut.
Meanwhile, for Governor Tony Evers and Democrats, one of their top priorities is funding for K-12 schools. However, tax cuts have grown to be more of a priority among Wisconsinites.
Are you more concerned with reducing property taxes or more concerned with increasing funding for public schools? 57% say they're more concerned with property taxes, 43% more concerned with funding schools. This has undergone a huge change over time.
The problem here is that when state lawmakers give less taxpayer money to schools, districts are proposing referendums just to stay afloat. So then residents often end up paying higher taxes anyway. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
According to the poll's history, the trend towards favoring lower property taxes over more funding for public education flipped 3 years ago. New property assessment numbers are in for the city of La Crosse, and property owners might be in for a bit of sticker shock. The state-mandated reassessment brought property values in line with market values. While it's only been a few years since the last assessment, the housing market has seen skyrocketing prices for the last few years as well, bringing property values up with it. The increase can mean impacts to taxes if a property's value goes up higher in relation to other properties in the city. Anyone with questions can contact the city assessor's office. La Crosse will soon have a new location for its veterinary clinic. The new clinic, which will be near the current clinic on Frontage Road, will be larger and allow La Crosse Veterinary Clinic to offer more services. The old clinic was built 75 years ago, with the new clinic going up nearby. With the new building, the clinic can provide separate areas for dogs and cats, more exam rooms, and the potential for future physical therapy space. The new clinic is set to open in 2027, with more activities celebrating the new space planned in the future. A former La Crosse mayor has found new work. Mitch Reynolds, whose mayoral tenure lasted one term after he decided not to seek re-election, is joining the Mid-America Clean Future Alliance. Reynolds will be a program specialist for the group, which works with communities near the Mississippi River. The group started last fall under the direction of Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative Director Jennifer Wendt. Reynolds was a member of the initiative while he served as mayor of La Crosse. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. With the state budget due on Monday, there doesn't appear to be any consensus that we'll see a completed budget by the deadline. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here, and now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan, then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Without a new budget this year, state funding would continue at the same levels as the previous budget signed in 2023. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to cut $87 million from the universities of Wisconsin system. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulotz.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses with Platteville, River Falls, or Stevens Point Marathon County at risk. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
In addition to the state legislature proposing a cut in funding to UW, the federal government is proposing its own series of cuts to higher education. One more day of rain before it lets up for at least a day or two. Today, we'll see showers and thunderstorms later in the day with the potential for multiple inches of rain in western Wisconsin. Showers will clear up overnight tonight, leading to cloudy skies Friday and highs near 80 degrees. We'll stay dry into Saturday when temperatures will get up to around 90, and on Sunday, it'll stay hot before showers and storms return to the area, cooling us back down to around 80 early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, had a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, yeah. That's Miz. You know, you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Pete Schwabba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, if you do that again, you're fired. Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More rain and scattered thunderstorms today. We could get another half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down. Our high today near 70. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow clouds in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high of 75. We're back into the mid-80s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.